Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you joined me today on the podcast. Every week, our prayer is that you hear one word, one scripture, one hope, one truth that will challenge, sustain, and cause you to trust in the one that came to die for you, Jesus Christ. I love to laugh. I love to smile and be joyful. I am really loud when something is really funny. I just love to laugh. Lately, I have noticed a few extra lines around my chin area, affectionately called laugh lines. I looked in the mirror the other night and thought, well, hello, wrinkles. Nice to meet you. At the same time I sighed, I also laughed, because those lines represent years of loud laughter in my life. Pure joy moments that I would not want back for anything. Moments where laughter and joy overshadowed everything else at that very moment of my life. I laugh when I am joyful, and I laugh when I am stressed. Our scripture today is one that I often recall on the days where it's harder to laugh. You see, I'm not always happy. I have bad days. I have had days where I want to crawl back into bed and not face the stress or sadness of the day. Let me read to you the scripture from Psalm 42:11. I'm going to read two different translations today, one from the King James Version and then one from the Voice translation. Psalm 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Listen to the translation from the Voice from Psalm 42:11. Why am I so overwrought? Why am I so disturbed? Why can't I just hope in God? Despite all my emotions, I will believe and praise the one who saves me, my God. Each morning, I ask the Lord to be the health of my countenance. Why? Because I can't do it alone. I don't have that capacity or capability to do so. Despite my emotions, I believe and praise the one who saves me. Isn't that a great truth today? Despite my emotions, whether I'm feeling it or not, I believe the one, and because of that truth, I can have joy. I don't ever want to fake a smile or fake laughter. So on the days where it's harder, I stop and believe. I choose to believe and praise the one. That's where my joy, my laughter, my health, and my hope of my countenance comes from. I want you to do something for me today. If you're driving, this might be a little bit difficult, so pull over if you're driving. If you are at home or at the gym, stop where you are today and look up. Let the God who, despite your emotions today, will be and wants to be the health of your countenance and is worthy for us to believe and praise him for his hope and his salvation. Look up today, friend. Let that truth go with you today. Join us again tomorrow on the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!